You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
The famous Saber Dance by the Woody Herman Orchestra, recorded on the final day of 1947, which isn't entirely by coincidence. An American Federation of Musicians strike began the next day on January 1st, 1948, and record labels were urging their artists to get something in the can beforehand. This is the recorded history of jazz. I'm your host, Paul Kivy. This is Volume 26, which will feature Charlie Parker with Miles Davis, what you might expect, and Charlie Parker with a Cuban orchestra, which you really wouldn't. Plus, Benny Goodman, more from Woody Herman's Peak Band, and Thelonious Monk. First, though, here's our first listen to the highly influential jazz messengers of Art Blakey, described by more than one past member as like a graduate school or a finishing school for a jazz musician. Kenny Dorham is featured on trumpet on this December 27th, 1947, recording of The Thin Man. We'll be right back. Talk of the Town, recorded the last day before the strike, New Year's Eve, 1947, with a front line of Howard McGhee, with some lovely trumpet there, James Moody, tenor sax, Milt Jackson on the fives, Hank Jones on piano, Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers featuring Kenny Dorham on the Thin Man before that. That concludes our tour of jazz in 1947 here on the Recorded History of Music. I'm your volunteer host, Paul Kivy. The American Federation of Musicians strike in 1948 was resolved a bit faster than in 1942-43, and recordings recommenced as early as July 1st, depending on the studio. Thelonious Monk and his quartet, in fact, were back in the studio on July 2nd, with Milt Jackson on vibes again, John Simmons on bass, Shadow Wilson on the drums. This tune, in all the years I've listened to it, I'm still not entirely sure I like it, but it doesn't sound like anything else, that's for sure. Mysterioso. Thank you. With the surprising front line of the King of Swing, Benny Goodman on clarinet, and Boppers Fats Navarro on trumpet, and Wardell Gray on tenor sax. Recorded September 9th, 1948, Gene DeNovi on piano, Mundolo guitar, Clyde Lombardi on bass, Mel Zelnick on drums, completing the septet. That's kind of an early example of Art Blakey's famous philosophy to stay young by playing with the young musicians, which Benny Goodman apparently gave a try there, but went back to his big band not too long after this. Monk and Milt on the Mysterious Mirioso, or Mysterioso, started off the set. You are listening to the Recorded History of Jazz. Charlie Parker got back in the studio on September 18th, 1948 as the leader and the featured performer on a pair of tunes, with Miles Davis on trumpet, John Lewis piano, Curly Russell on the bass, and Max Roach on drums, rounding out the quintet. Here's Bird's composition, Parker's Mood.
Thank you.
That's Charlie Parker's All-Stars with Bert on alto, Miles Davis trumpet, John Lewis piano, Curly Russell on bass, Max Roach on drums. That tune was recorded September 24th, 1948, Merry-Go-Round. We also heard Parker's Mood from 6 days earlier with the same lineup before that. I'm Paul Kivy, and I'm glad you are with me here today on the recorded history of jazz. Fats Navarro didn't live long, but he did record prolifically in the 5 years he was active as a professional jazz trumpeter. Here he and Howard McGhee try a new for bop lineup of two trumpets, officially titled the McGhee-Navarro Boptet, with the increasingly ubiquitous Milt Jackson on vibes, Ernie Henry alto sax, Curly Russell bass, Kenny Clark on drums. We'll hear two cuts, Double Talk and The Skunk, both recorded October 11th, 1948. from the twin trumpet-led McGee Navarro Baptet. The skunk we just heard before that was Double Talk. Ernie Henry on alto sax. Milt Jackson was on vibes for the first cut and piano for the second. Howard McGee was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1918, but his parents moved to Detroit after the Tulsa Race Massacre of July 1st, 1921, when a white mob set fire to what had been a thriving black commercial center dubbed Black Wall Street in Tulsa. McGee and Miles Davis were Charlie Parker's preferred trumpeters in the late 1940s. While heroin didn't kill McGee directly the way it did Bird, it basically killed his career starting around the same time in the early 1950s. And that's a pity because he's had some nice moments in the last few shows. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivi. The intermingling of Cuban music and jazz goes back to the oldest song I have played on this program. Back early in the first show, I played a recording of someone performing Louis Gottschalk's Le Bananier from 1848. In the 19th century, there was a twice-a-day ferry from New Orleans to Havana, and musicians often used that, and certainly Gottschalk did. He played prolifically in both cities over the course of his career. This connection was strengthened in the mid-20th century when Cuban immigrants in New York began intermingling with bop musicians. Percussionist Chano Pazo Gonzalez was the key figure in Cuban jazz and is credited with Dizzy Gillespie's interest in Cuban and Latin jazz. We're going to hear some of that in future shows, including the fabulous Tintin Deo in Volume 29. Unfortunately, Pazo was tragically killed 5 weeks after this recording. He was shot to death by a Cuban drug dealer in Harlem. The tune is Cuba with Art Blakey on drums, alto sax James Moody, and Cecil Payne on baritone sax. Recorded October 25th, 1948, Cuba. Thank you. Charlie Parker with Havana-born Machito and his orchestra, recorded December 20th, 1948 on Mango Mangue. Before that, we heard another Cuban tune. That was Chano Pozo with Cuba, James Moody on sax on that one. Art Blakey was playing the drums on that tune as well. And we'll hear a little more Cuban-influenced stuff in a couple of shows here from Dizzy Gillespie, who was able to carry on the tradition after Pozo was unfortunately basically assassinated a few weeks after that recording. This is the recorded history of jazz. For some reason, many of Woody Herman's orchestra's best moments were recorded in the final week of the year, and 1948 was no exception. Here are two from December 29th with Terry Gibbs on vibes and Stan Getz on tenor sax with the solos. Here is Early Autumn. Thank you. That's a wrap for 1948. The Woody Herman Orchestra featuring Stan Getz getting the last word on Early Autumn and then Keeper of the Flame. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. This is episode 26. We are turning the page into 1949. And we're going to start with an all-star band jam at the Metrodome Magazine Awards Show, as voted on by their readers. This recording took place on January 3rd, 1949, and it features their all-stars, who are Miles Davis, Dizzy Gillespie, and Fats Navarro on trumpet, J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding on trombone, Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, Charlie Parker on alto sax, Charlie Ventura tenor sax, Ernie Caceres baritone sax, Lenny Tristano on piano, Billy Bauer on guitar, Eddie Safransky on bass, and Shelly Mann on the drums. And just like an all-star game where everyone gets to hit, just about everybody gets a few bars to solo. Try guessing who is who. This is Overtime. We'll be right back. That's the underrated Wardell Gray on tenor sax with L. Haig piano, Tommy Potter on the bass, young Roy Haynes on drums with Twisted, recorded January 11th, 1949. The Metronome All-Stars before that with Overtime. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivi. We will conclude Volume 26 with a fairly famous Miles Davis-led recording from a session that has come to be known as The Birth of the Cool. This is with Kai Winding, Lee Konitz, Al Haig, Max Roach, John Lewis, among others. The tune is Move.
Coming up, it's Ham Radio. I'm Heidi Holton. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Join us at KAXE.org. We are people powered. Up next, it's Ham Radio Cooking with Amy Thielen, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. You can hear Ham Radio live Friday nights at 6 o'clock. We're bringing you an encore edition this afternoon.
You're listening to Ham Radio on KAXE,
Cooking with Amy Thielen.
I remember everything, every song you sang to me, making coffee every morning.